Chapter 5. After Ptolemy, the Savior, had reigned 41 years, then Ptolemy, the brother lover, took the kingdom of Egypt and held it 39 years. And he had the law translated and granted freedom to some 120,000 natives of Jerusalem who were enslaved in Egypt. The reason was this. Demetrios of Phaleron, who was in charge of the king's library, was anxious to collect, if it were possible, all the books in the inhabited earth. On one occasion, Demetrios informed Ptolemy that among the Judeans, there were also many works on their law, which were both worthy of study and worthy of the king's library. But being written in the script and language of the Hebrews would make it terribly difficult to have them translated into the Greek language. Therefore, Demetrios, on behalf of the king, decided to contact the Judean chief priest to have this done. Now, before this could be done, a certain Aristeas, who was one of the king's most intimate friends, had, even before this affair, made up his mind to petition the king to set free the Judean captives throughout the kingdom. And judging this to be a convenient opportunity for his petition, he suggested that the king release these captives in exchange of having the Judeans translate their own laws into Greek. The king agreed to this task, setting free over 100,000 Judean slaves, and even paying the price to redeem them from their own masters out of his own revenues. And Demetrios composed a letter to the Judean chief priest. For by that time, the chief priest, Honiah, had died, and he had been succeeded by his son, Simon, who was surnamed the Righteous because of both his piety toward God and his benevolence to his countrymen. And after he had died, because his son named Honiah was but an infant, Simon's brother, Eleazar, took the chief priesthood. This was the Eleazar to whom Demetrios sent many gifts and a letter, asking that in exchange for the release of these slaves, that they would send to him 70 elders to translate the Judean law from Hebrew into Greek. Eleazar agreed to do this, and 70 elders were sent to Alexandria, where they translated the law. After the elders had translated these books, the king received them, and he adored these works. He also invited the translators to come to him often from Judah, for this would be profitable for them both, on account of the honor to be received from him and the gifts they would gain. But for now, he sent them home, along with an abundance of gifts. And these things were done by Ptolemy, the brother lover, in appreciation and honor of the Judeans. The rest of these things, the letters they wrote, the gifts he brought, and the wisdom of the Judeans, are written in the letter of Aristeas to Philocrates. The Judeans also received honors from the kings of Asia when they became their auxiliaries. For even Seleucus, the victor, granted them citizenship in the cities which he founded in Asia and in Lower Syria and in the chief city itself Antiochia. And he gave them privileges equal to their inhabitants, that is, the Macedonians and Greeks. And these privileges remained for a long time.